Welcome to the PlayStation 5 Central podcast, where we give you all the news, rumors, and
leaks.
I am your host, creator of the Dan Allen YouTube channel, creator of the PS5 Central podcast, creator of Apple, Vicarth, and I'm joined by
Trophy Hunter.
I'm joined by the Trophy Hunter, the Platinum King. He goes by a lot of names, but he's just an all-around good bloke, and that is Jordan. How you doing?
I'm good. I've heard they're actually going to put that on my tombstone. Jordan, he goes by a lot of names.
All-around good bloke. Now, the next guy is unfortunately not a good bloke. He's a great bloke, and that is
Kyle, how are you, mate?
We both say the same joke. That's brilliant.
He's fresh off the interview with the voice actors behind Far Cry 6.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Danny Rojas. He did the male and female. He also did Clara. There is a lot of content if you want to look at the Dan Allen Gaming YouTube channel created by Vicarth. So, Dan Allen, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and I am actually the creator of the Vicarth YouTube channel, which synonymously was the top comment on a Watch Mojo video 14 years ago.
I have a top comment. I do have a top comment, all right? And I have a few top comments. There are a few on IGN, all right?
Wow.
One of them was...
Oh, great.
It was a video...
Here it is, top 10 video game cops.
No. There was a video on IGN talking about Arrow Season 2, I think, when a certain character died. It's been years, I'm going to say, when Sarah Lance died, and yet they did a video on who they thought the killer was. I predicted it, got it right, and got the top comment. So if anyone wants to look at that video.
And that's the only time he predicted something that was
wrong. That's why they call me the professor.
Professors get things wrong, just like KD, man.
Before we start off here, Vic, just quickly, me and Jordan did a couple of predictions last week because DC Fandom was coming up.
Mm.
We did Gotham Knights Metacritic. So can you give us your prediction on that just quickly? 60.
No. 72.
Ooh, okay. And Gotham Knights release date?
What do you guys say?
No, we're not telling.
I just want to know so I can one up you guys.
We're not telling.
Release date. I don't know. Is it? I guess I'll go. March.
March. Okay. Beautiful.
That is a complete guess. I have no idea.
Vicarth has been playing Far Cry 6.
Oh boy.
Let's hear what he has to say.
Boy,
everybody.
Oh boy. No, it's look.
should we preface this? Vicarth has been playing it and has been sending us some spicy hot takes.
No, let's just preface this by saying Vicarth is known to love Ubisoft games. He loves them.
You know what? I'm not angry at Ubisoft. I'm just disappointed. And I'll say this. I'm glad I'm playing Far Cry 6. I'll finish it. It's still keeping me interested. I want to see how the story goes. It's fun. So I'll play this to the end and I'll, you know, look back at it fairly okay. But I'll be so glad I played this. I'm so happy I played this game because one of the reasons with Far Cry is I always felt like Far Cry 5, like I played Far Cry 3, Far Cry 4, Blood Dragon, all that. But, you know, Primal I missed, Far Cry 5 I missed. And obviously I'm playing Far Cry 6. But with Primal and 5, which are known to be pretty good, I thought, maybe I'm missing out on Far Cry. You know, so this is Far Cry 6. I thought I'll jump in. And now I know I'm not missing out on anything. And I can safely put the Far Cry franchise to bed and never play it again and be happy because I've experienced the trash that it is. Now, that being said, I think... If Far Cry did an Assassin's Creed style reboot or, you know, revamp, which I really respect Ubisoft for doing the Assassin's Creed revamp, I would like that. You know, that'd be good. Then that might bring me back in. But right now, I think, yeah, I've got a lot to say, I guess. it's just it's sort of ridden its course, in my opinion. It's very, very much the same game as any other Far Cry. You're not really missing out on much. It's pretty, like, I think there is a problem with Ubisoft games as a whole, where it is all, you know, if you've played Wildlands, Assassin's Creed, you know, Watch Dogs even, you haven't really, you know, you've experienced every Ubisoft game, right? By playing one of them, they're all quite similar. Just the story and the setting is different, in my opinion anyway. So, you know, aside from that, it is fun. You know, what got me into this game was the villain, Giancarlo Esposito. I wanted to see him, and the premise is interesting. Also the fact that I haven't played Far Cry in a long time, but it's just so, it's just got too much content, too much stuff to do. And that's normally a good thing. And, you know, it's like, I was reading the review on Vice, which is really interesting, on Far Cry 6. And I agree with what he says. It's like, it's an exhausting chore list. You know, you need just like, as soon as you get into the game, you just need, and you know, you push to the main story. You need like gasoline and metal to construct buildings and all these systems where I can fish and like where I can, you know, build these hunting lodges and all this sort of stuff. I'm like, what am I doing? I don't need any of this. The only one I built was a safe house one, so I can fast travel because I couldn't be like, I want to minimize the amount of time I'm playing in this game. And it's just very, very silly. Like, you know, one thing, I understand the Ubisoft model. They've got a model, right? And they want to go, let's maximize loot. Let's maximize the in-game currency and the spending in-game. And that's fine, that sort of pay model. You know, if you want to do that, you go for it. And that's what I guess annoyed me about it, because in previous Far Cries, you had skill trees. That meant like I could make a build. I could, you know, I could put my skills towards a certain style of play and play that way. And I could buy weapon upgrades. I could, you remember in like Far Cry 3, where you have to hunt animals to upgrade your equipment so you can hold more things or more throwables and that sort of stuff. You know, and it made it fun. Like, I can't wait to get this legendary animal. It's going to be a big battle, but I can't wait to get it because the reward I get is this pouch, which allows me to carry more arrows of multiple types, which I do need to use. But now, everything is loot. Everything is boxes of loot, and it's all just loot-driven gear. You just keep getting gear and gear. They're randomized. So you can't really, you know, it's which, you know, some of these things have cool buffs, but obviously the best gear is on the Ubisoft Play Store. So it just gets watered down a lot. I personally think it waters, by trying to give it more stuff to do, it waters down a lot of the gameplay, because now what's the point of hunting animals and fish? You're doing it for seals, you know, so you can use it for crafting and stuff. And it just takes the magic out of it. And, you know, you're building all these lodges and you do it, you know, the missions where you send your troops off into the bloody other, you know, like the mini game, you know, and you're sending them off to do missions and you're getting like stuff. I don't even know how that worked. I did it a few times.
Yeah, passive stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just too much. And I get the argument, I don't have to do it if I don't want to. But what I'm saying is that the added features that surround it are actually not good at all, in my opinion. And I would have loved for them to be good, because you know me, Dan. If I like something, if I like those features, I'm going to play the crap out of it. Like, you know, the mini games and all these little mini features. I love that sort of stuff. So I just think they've done a really poor job with Far Cry. It's just a very creatively bland game. It's not creative at all. It's just built on the previous games made. It's the model's gone down the drain. I think it's a very disappointing game. The gameplay, when you're shooting people and all that, it's fun. That's what's keeping me. Giancarlo's keeping me. I got to admit, there's some good stuff about Far Cry 6. The Supremos, I love that. It's a cool little thing. It's just, yeah, everything else about it, all the elements of the game are quite subpar, in my opinion. The other thing I'll say is the sound design and animation, facial animation can be of PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3 level bad. You know, and I'm not being like, no, don't get me wrong, they're rendered, but this is what I mean by PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3. You know, back in those days in PlayStation 3, Jordan, Dan, I'm sure you guys will know this, when you had cut scenes of characters' faces, only the mouth would move. Their face would be, you know, there's no like expression or wrinkles. It's just like, you know, just like the mouth moves, that's it. And they've got this bland face. That's what you see in Far Cry 6. The opening scene where, like, you know, Danny's on the boat and then, like, you know, Giancarlo comes on and And then she's like seeing this dead person, like her friend die. It's not a spoiler, it's at the start. And her face is so stoic and bland. And she's like expressing emotion in her voice. She's like, oh no. But her like, she doesn't, her eyes don't look sad or anything. It's just this blank face with her mouth. And I'm like, what is this? Even John Carlos.
Can we get a supercut of Danny Rojas at the start? And can we just get Vike's audio of, oh no, blind over it?
But even John Carlo was pretty like, I don't know, the frames are bad. And yeah, he just wasn't that as good as I thought he would be. I think it's just very old gen.
It's on PS5 you're playing, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, playing PS5. And it's just very old gen. And I love the villain. I love the premise of this. I love the whole, like, you know, it's the tobacco sort of has cures, not cures, but treats cancer. And it's obviously very corrupt. So, and the message you're trying to send, it's really cool. But
tell me, you said Far Cry 3 was your favorite Far Cry game. What would you give Far Cry 3 out of 10 if you had to give it a rating?
Probably a 9.
A 9, okay.
The only reason I wouldn't give it, maybe 8.5. The reason why I let it down so much is because Vast wasn't in it long enough.
So tell me what that game does better than this game.
Well, that's what I said. They didn't water anything down. Like the weapons, there were only, if you remember, there were only like a couple weapons, right? And you felt very underpowered. And don't get me wrong, you get heaps of choice here, which is good. And I like the customization. But something about the customization in Far Cry felt more, I guess, I don't know. It's just like here, I have to collect all these resources. I'll give it this. The customization here is not bad. It's pretty good. Like, you know, crafting my weapon with silencer and all that is good, but I think it's pretty much more or less the same. You know, it's not a huge step from what Far Cry 3 did. You know, in Far Cry 3, I'm pretty sure you still put red dot sights and stuff. Maybe not customize. You can upgrade the weapon, which comes with those pre-built stuff. Far Cry 3's hunting, in my opinion, was a lot better. There's no incentive here to hunt or fish even. You know, you're getting seals, which, you know, you get for your weapons, but in Far Cry 3, there's this direct reward of, if I get these amount of pelts, I can upgrade my quiver to get more arrows. I can upgrade my ammo pouch.
Yeah, so my defense is you can get certain armor.
Yeah. See,
for doing the same thing.
Yeah, and I guess in Far Cry 3, they didn't have an armor system. I like the skill tree in Far Cry 3. That was pretty good. Here, there's no skill tree. It's all loot driven.
They give you everything off the bat.
Yeah, yeah, they kind of do, but there's nothing to build up on. It's just all luck, right? The other thing I would say is there's just far too much. Like,
and some of the skills you can unlock through different armor. Some certain armor pieces have different things attached to them.
Yeah, yeah. So I've done that where, like, I've got the self-repair one, which is super OP. I love it. Where if you're in a car, it just automatically repairs. So I just sit there getting hailed by
gunfire. Is that armor or is that a Supremo?
No, that's like my pants. My pants but it's good because what I do is I'll roll up with like a tank and just sit there and all this gunfire is coming and I'm just repairing myself, and that's fun. That's where Far Cry can be really fun. But you know, the mission where the little mini missions where you have to get the radio transmitter and go like to 1,000 meters somewhere to like beat the supply drop.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that. All right, I'm not traveling 1,000 meters. That's too much time. It's a waste of time. Let me do the thing when I get there. You don't
have to. That's the beauty of this game.
That's true.
You don't have to do any of this stuff.
I know, but
you're complaining about stuff you don't have to do.
I agree, Dan. But okay, let me put it like this. If in Uncharted 4. You can
beat Far Cry 6 and never do a supply drop.
Okay, what about if in Uncharted 4.
But anyway.
Uncharted 4 or something, they had like hundreds of different mini games you could play. Or like, you know, all these little tasks where you have to like, I don't know, go from one end to the other and deliver this supply drop in Uncharted 4. Like, yeah, you don't have to do it, but it just waters down the fun of, like, do you get what I mean? It still negatively affects the game, you know, even if you don't have to do it. If you had those systems in Far Cry, like, you know, imagine in Far Cry, if there's like some, you know, follow the treasure map to get this loot box. And then, you know, like, do you get what I mean? Like, I'm just saying like, that just because I can't play it doesn't mean it can't negatively affect the game. You know, all those elements have to be under criticism.
I'd argue that this game does everything better than Far Cry 3, except maybe the villain.
Technically? As in from a technical point of view? Yeah, of course.
No, in every facet.
I would say it's just watered down. That's what I thought. The content is just far too much and it's watering it down. And I don't like gear-driven, you know, especially in a single player game. I mean, look, God of War did it as well. And I loved it in that, but I don't think it was as bad, like as much as what Far Cry does with their system. Mm. And
God of War was paired. Didn't God of War have a skill tree as well, though, that it was sort of paired with?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you had abilities you can unlock and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, God of War only had like 4 or 5 sets of gear, right, if you think about it. Far Cry, you have like hundreds.
Let me run down some of the list here, right? So we've got graphics, arguably the best in the series.
No.
You disagree?
Look, there's not much of a jump from Far Cry 5 to 6, and the facial animations are pretty bad. Like I was just saying that example of Danny.
Disagree, man.
I would say the landscapes and the water and all that, you're right. Okay, that's great. But the animations, even the running animation of other NPCs, it's quite bad.
The cutscene work. Okay.
Cutscene work, Well, I still saw, you know, what's her name? Like, writhe in sorrow for a friend dying with no expression.
So you're saying the cutscene work might be one that's stayed similar. The story, by far the best.
I haven't played it long enough, so I won't say anything about that.
Okay, what are you up to? Can you say
I liberated, you know, the left-hand side's the biggest area. I've liberated that, finished the quest line on that.
Have you met El Tigre?
Yeah, who's El Tigre? The command, like the gorilla guy.
Yeah,
I've met him. Yeah, no, that's what I'm up to.
Very iconic voice. How do you not know this guy? Come on,
who is he?
No, you don't know the voice actor, but he's just got that voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first thing he does is like, he's
have you met
memorable.
Bembe?
Bembe,
no, you haven't.
Who's Bembe?
So I don't know how far you're through.
Well,
have you met Sean McKay?
Who the hell is Sean McKay?
Sean McAuliffe.
How much have you actually played, Viker?
I've fully done the left-hand side, you know, with the dad and the daughter. I forgot their names. And you have to like, and the brother. You remember the brother who like betrays, who works for like Anton Castillo?
Yeah.
And and then I finished that quest line. That's all done. So they're like on my side. They're part of Libertad now. So now I'm on
so
two.
You still got two or three left.
Just two other, but that was the biggest one, the biggest part of the map. So I've found all the checkpoints and all the bases and all that stuff.
All right.
Well, another great part of Far Cry.
I'd argue the story is the best. I'd argue the gameplay is by far the best. It feels very smooth. Gunplay is great. I argued that was a little bit too easy for me because there's no difficulties.
I agree with you, Dan. Gunplay is really good. I agree with you also. It's very easy. I just have this semi-automatic silence gun that one-shot headshots everything because I've got armor piercing. Mm. And it's just headshot after headshot after headshot. It's not too
hard. This is what I said to Jordan. There needs to be more diversity in the enemies so you can't just go in with the same loadout each and every time.
Yeah, see, and this is where Far Cry 3 maybe did well because I remember how many bullets you had to plow into animals, you know? And, maybe animals and enemies are different. So, maybe enemies are designed to sort of die one-shot headshots. So I kind of like that because this is what I did like about Far Cry is they did reward the headshots because body shots for higher-level enemies take ages to kill. But if you headshot them, you can get them down in 1 or 2 shots, which is really cool. But you
can even headshot guys with armor on their heads.
You just put armor-piercing rounds. And it just goes straight through. But what I would say is the whole like level 8 enemy and the health bar on top of my classic. Why is there a cursor, Dan? Why is there a cursor in this game? Why do we need a mouse cursor?
In the defense of the game, very accessibility driven. You can change everything about the UI if you go in.
Okay, that's good.
You can change health bars. You can change the color of health bars, get rid of everything, add everything. Like seriously, go and have a look. So I wouldn't give that a negative for that aspect. Helicopters, boats, cars, hovercrafts, motorbikes, taxis, planes. What game has that much traversal options?
GTA.
Not many. Not many games.
You're right. You're right.
And they all feel good.
They do. I liked being in a plane and strafe running and bombing. That was fun.
Yeah.
I have to admit, that was good.
And the races that they've added in.
I've done one boat race. I haven't done much others.
And for a first person driving, it feels good. Usually first person can be a bit iffy sometimes.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. But I don't think that's changed much from previous Far Cry's, the driving.
You've got treasure hunts.
Yeah, look, see, to me, that was a bit of a waste of time.
But what about the one where you can unlock the cheetah or whatever it is? I don't know if you've done that. There's a really cool one where you unlock the cheetah and a secret weapon, or another one that's a nod to Indiana Jones and with the skull. Like, they're all little Easter eggs in there as well. Yeah,
I think for me, see, this is one of the other problems, is just everything that's, it's just asking for me to spend time on it. Like, I've got these supply drops to do. I've got these checkpoints to liberate. I've got these bases to take over. I've got this treasure to hunt. I've got these animals and legendary animals to hunt. You know, there's just so much asking for your time. And a lot of that stuff is very tedious. I get it if there was maybe 10 of them, but there is not. There are like 30 treasures? Of these. Like, of all of these tasks,
there's about 15. Many. There's not that many.
I've already found at least 10, at least asking for me to sort of, you know, the pink gemstones that are coming up.
You got the commercialized music. Despacito was one of them, I think. Viva la vida loca. Ricky Martin. Viva la vida loca. And you can unlock these as collectibles. Yeah, now, that's a good way to do a collectible bike. Come on. I mean, how many times do we see a collectible that's just crap?
I agree. That's Metal Gear Solid 5 did that as well. We can collect cassette tapes with music on it.
Yep. People love that in that game. No one's talking about it in this. Are they?
Yeah, I guess the songs in MGS are a bit more known.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, you're right. You're right. No, Dan, that's a good thing. I like the USB stick. So that's good. Yeah.
You've got an end game system to the game. Well, you're not there yet, but each week bases get recaptured pretty much with heavier enemies.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Some replayability.
That's good. I agree.
Okay. And you've got those co-op missions as well.
You know what, Dan? That system's really good for platinums. If there's like kill 100 enemies and you finish the game and there's like no one left, I like that. That's good.
But the only thing is you can't reset all outposts, which you could do last few games.
Yeah, you could.
So I'm a bit disappointed about that. Performances were fantastic from the cast, I thought. Yep,
I agree. I like the voice acting.
Giancarlo Diego, even.
I like Diego.
Very good character, good dynamic. Side characters, very diverse, all unique. Have you met Philly and Chorizo and the dog?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, that was a fun character.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I do like the characters, and like, it's not like I remember them, but it's compelling. It's compelling. I like how you're trying to liberate everyone and get them all on the same team. It's quite nice. I like that.
Not many bugs. On my 40 hours I've played, really, not that many bugs. And if there were, they were funny bugs, like a horse just going spastic.
Bugs are okay unless they're funny. Well,
there's a different type of bug where I can't progress through a mission.
Yeah.
Which I did get that bug, but that was before the game came out, for the patch 101. So I gave them a life.
Yeah, I've encountered a few, but nothing. Like you said, they're all comedic, nothing. I had one time where I had to reset the mission, but that's it. Yeah.
You did have that as well. Okay.
Yeah. But that's only once. I don't.
You got the animal diversity around the world, crocodiles, sharks, bulls. But
Far Cry 3 had the same thing, man.
This is the most animals I've ever
had. Yeah, I know. But it's like,
I can't think of a game with more animals in this.
I know,
game.
But does more make it better? Because what I liked about Far Cry 3 was you still had a diverse rage, if you remember, but they were all targeted towards giving you specific pelts and equipment upgrades, where here it's just I'm just killing animals randomly, you know, like it's like there's no benefit to killing them. I get damaged meat. Wow.
Well, do you get those random events, like I'll walk out of a base and a tiger will be attacking two enemies and they'll be
I haven't got many. Far Cry 4 had got heaps, but I don't think I've got any.
These random events are hilarious, man. I don't know, I'm getting them all the time. If you just have a look around,
It's just tiring, this game. It's just, and I'm tired of it. Like, I'm really tired of, not of Far Cry 5 or 6, because I'm having a good time, so I'll play it. But I'm just tired of the Far Cry franchise. I don't think I'll play another one. Unless they get Chris Hemsworth as a villain or the hero or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's the
actors. Got a fantastic soundtrack by the Narcos composer.
Pedro. That is, yep.
You got a fantastic opening title sequence by Patrick Clare, who did True Detective, Westworld.
Oh, opening, if you're talking about the opening sequence where Diego's on the ship, that was cool.
Opening title sequence. Know what I mean by that?
When you first, as in like the James Bond style.
Yes.
Yeah. Snakey.
I mean, there's a lot to love in this game. I think it's been getting quite harsh reviews, personally.
I think it's, what's the Metacritic at?
74 last time I checked.
Yeah, it sounds about right. I would say about 70, but anyway.
But you look at a game like Ghost of Tsushima, and the reason I gave that a 10, it had a lot of bases that you had to take out.
You're right. I honestly was thinking about that. I'm like, I'm complaining about Far Cry 6, but then why am I not complaining about Ghost? And I was trying to think of like
fun
why.
Factor.
Yeah. But Far Cry is still fun. Still fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's okay. Let me put it like this.
My number one critique for a game is how much fun I'm having.
I'll put it like this.
I don't care about anything else.
Mm. If you look at the ghost collectibles, I'm talking about the main ones like the Bamboo Strike, the Haiku, the Hot Springs. They all were very much part of the Japanese culture and the samurai. You know what I mean? Composing a haiku, they all upgraded your resolve, upgraded your health, gave you new, what was the other one? It was just a few other meaningful stuff.
Mm.
And Far Cry 6, if I do a supply run, we have to run 10Ks to get to this thing in time. what do you get? you get resolver material. I get it. But the other thing I'd say is I do like the resolver weapons. I was using the shield and pistol. That was cool. But it's just like you said, Dan, I think I fell into the not even one loadout, Dan, one gun. That's all I need. Just the silenced M16 or whatever it is. Headshot, headshot, headshot.
Yeah,
I was telling
Jordan, is this our fault for using the same loadout? Look, should we be varying it?
I don't think we should be penalized for what the game's doing.
Gun break after a while? Would that?
Nah, I hated that. I hate gun.
What would make you
move? I don't like that mechanic either.
Yeah.
Well, what would make you move around and change it up?
The Far Cry has vehicles and tanks. And honestly, I do feel a bit powerless against tanks until I got a grenade launcher. But have the variation in, like you said, Dan, enemies that have heavy armor that can't be headshot, you might need a high-powered sniper rifle, or you might need to get creative with the big resolver crossbow. You know what I mean? The only negative I say about that is you don't want to get into the habit of, every mission you have to, go into a menu, change all your stuff. It gets a bit tedious.
I love that they let you just change the weapon at any point.
Yeah, that's cool. It's funny because it means she's carrying, 300 weapons.
Yeah, no, it's so ridiculous.
But I like that,
It was such a good quality of life feature.
Yeah, because
it would have been so annoying to have to go back somewhere.
Yeah, like MGS5. What they did was, you couldn't do that because what they did is every weapon you have is shown on your body. So it's quite realistic in that way. But before every mission, you can choose what loadout. And you have, if you upgrade your intel squad will tell you sort of what enemies and what you're going to get up against. So you can change your outfit.
It's funny that you're comparing this game a lot to MGS.
Well, I think it's that sandbox.
You're seeing a lot of similarities, but you gave that game a 10.
Yeah, it's a disappointing 10 out of 10. I'll give it that. That's a story for another day. The story was a letdown in MGS5.
Have you ever heard that?
But it was the best gameplay I've ever played. But the reason I say this, they're both open world shooters. And I guess, look, MGS is third person, although, you could flick between first person in that game. But just the similarities in terms of they're both open world. And when I try to critique a game, I'm critiquing against my the best open world game I've ever played, which is Metal Gear Solid 5 for me, aside from maybe your GTAs, but Metal Gear Solid 5 for me is the best. So I'm critiquing it. That's my benchmark. That's what I'm comparing it to. Does it, you know what I mean? So, and when you see the open world activities, even MGS5 was repetitive, but the gameplay loop just kept you because of what you could attain from each mission, I guess. But I don't know. It's just I still like this game, but I'm happy to. It's just a game I'm very happy to let Far Cry go now because I know what I'm not missing out on much.
Jordan, what was your reasoning again for not playing?
Sort of because I was at where Vike is now, but I was okay with it. Where I was I know that what this game's probably going to be. It's going to be another game where you're in the jungle, where you're going to go and do some outposts and you're going to do some tribal stuff that'll match thematically with wherever you are in the world, and the bad guy will do some bad stuff. And that was it. I sort of knew what it was going to be. I think I had a pretty good idea of what I thought it was going to be. And it seems like that's true. So I don't really feel like I'm missing out on much. I do want to get it at some stage, but I also don't feel like I'm missing out if I don't get it, but I'm okay with that. I knew that going in where I was it's fine. Like, I played Far Cry 5, beat it, didn't really enjoy it that much. What was the second one? What was the one that came after?
Primal? New Dawn.
New Dawn. And I was like, okay, that looks cool. I'll get to that eventually, and I haven't, and I feel fine about it.
I guess I haven't played since 4, so I really just want to see. And John Carla, like, I love him in, you know, The Boys, Mandalorian, Breaking Bad, so I just, like, love him. So I just wanted to see it. I think one of the big things, Dan, and I'll sum it up like this, one of the big things is just there's just too much to do. And I know that sounds like such a weird criticism, because in a game, having too much to do is probably a good thing, but this isn't an open world RPG that demands that amount of stuff to do. I think the whole base system building is
so what would you have cut out?
The entire base building system.
Okay, and what would you put those resources into?
I wouldn't have resources like seals and metal and gas. I mean
resources as in that time spent on that part of the game. What would you have liked them to put more time in the cutscenes or something?
Probably making a better game.
For fuck's
sake. No, I would say, making the quality of your moment to moment, your quality of the outposts, because if you think about it, Dan, every outpost was square building, maybe 2 or 3 levels.
Yep.
And there's always one room where you got to get the guard's key and you get all the equipment, the special equipment in that room. Like, that's all it is, right? So, look, I would just say, it's just more or less the same. So they should have varied it up a bit, in my opinion. And that could just be the environments from the enemy types. Yeah,
what are you suggesting they do with Far Cry 7? You want them to do an Assassin's Creed where they completely revamp the game?
Yeah, I just don't know what they can do, though. It's a shooter. Because
you didn't like that change for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, but I still respect that change.
You want them to go back.
I still respect the change because it was getting burnt out, and I very much respect it. It might not be for me, but I respect it a lot.
But so, to counter you, you didn't play any of the new Assassin's Creed and you're still burnt out.
I played Valhalla.
For like 5 hours.
10 hours,
you
hadn't
even played the other two and you were burnt out.
Yeah, I think, and this is what I was telling Jordan.
I think you're burnt out of open world games.
No. Here's what I'll say, because I've said this before, where if you've played A, B, C, or D, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? If you've played Assassin's Creed, any Watch Dogs game, any Ghost Recon Wildlands, any Far Cry game, you've played all the others. Do you get what I mean? And what I'm saying is I'm not burnt out on open world games. I'm burnt out on that Ubisoft formula. Hold on, so what's the difference?
You're going to a base with guns. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, Dan. I'm going to a fortress to get all the enemies so I can have a fast travel. I can have a fast travel area. Which game am I talking about?
Sorry, Watch Dogs wasn't that.
Watch Dogs 1 had that.
Oh, by the way, you're talking about Ghost of Tsushima.
Well done. That was a good one. I like that. But what I'm saying is you can talk about that about Assassin's Creed. You can talk about that Ghost Recon. You can talk about that with Far Cry. And I get it. It's a very open world trope where you capture it as a fast travel point, which is why, once again, I'm harping on about this game a lot today. MGS5, it didn't have that because you had the helicopter that could like land you anywhere you want, really. Well, anywhere reasonable. But what I'll say is, it's just the Ubisoft formula, because what they've done, right? And I'm not like, look, I'm against it, but if this is where the money is, Ubisoft's a company. If they chase the money, I respect that. You got to. You're a company. You have to chase the money. That's the number one core of the business, right? So that's what they want to do. But what I guess sucks for me is Far Cry was this unique experience. Assassin's Creed Black Flag. So I'm talking about the primes of these games, in my opinion. Far Cry 3, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Ghost Recon, even like Rainbow Six, let's say, if you want to go to the Rainbow Six route, it's still like Tom Clancy. So Rainbow Six Vegas, let's say Vegas 2, which is one of my favorites. Watch Dogs 1, if you want to put that there. They were all very unique in their own way, right? And now they've all melded into the same formula. They've all melded into the same experience, but a different setting, you know? It's still that open world, loot-driven, checkbox-style you know, it's very, you know, Ubisoft game is a checkbox game, and that is for people. So I'm not blaming them, but I'm just saying it's not for me. And the reason I'm burnt out is because the Far Cry checkbox, the Assassin's Creed checkbox, the Watch Dogs checkbox, the Ghost Recon checkbox.
So you're saying it's not the gameplay of these games. It's the checkbox nature of them.
Yeah, because the Far Cry gameplay is fairly fun. Like, I don't mind it. It's quite fun.
What about Horizon? Isn't that fairly checkbox?
I wouldn't say Horizon is very checkboxy. I would just say it's quite open world. You're not spattered.
And even
with
Ghost of Tsushima, I thought that was very checkboxy.
I view Ghost of Tsushima. Maybe the distinction that's made is that Ghosts have like a deeper meaning behind it, where I don't. Ubisoft games don't have a deeper meaning behind them, and they're not trying to be anything other than fun action checkbox games. And I don't think Ubisoft wants or needs them to be anything more than that. Where I think that's just what it is. It's, you know, like to your point, Vike, like, yeah, Assassin's Creed is the Ubisoft formula, but it's got the, you know, the different time period layer, it's like skin on it. And that's the way they do it each time.
Put it this way. Everyone was asking for a Assassin's Creed, you know, Japan, you know,
and
for years.
Yeah.
For years, right? And then Ghost of Tsushima beat them to the punch. Let's say Assassin's Creed got the Japan game out first. Would that have done great reviews because it was just that setting that did similar things? This is what I'm saying. Is it all about the checkbox? Is it the setting and it's, you know, the other surrounding elements?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to know?
Yeah. I think that I wouldn't want to assume anything about like anyone else's opinion, but Vike, do you think maybe you're asking too much for what Ubisoft games are?
Yeah. Like I'm just saying it's not for me anymore. Yeah, and I respect what they're doing. So I'm not like, you know, like, I mean, I sound like it a lot, but I'm just happy to be like, look, it's not for me. And I think it breaks.
Okay.
So over the top. It doesn't break my heart, but I think it makes me sad because I grew up loving Ubisoft, like Tom Clancy franchise from Graw to, you know, Vegas to Siege, Splinter Cell, the early Assassin's Creed, you know, Revelations, even Assassin's Creed 1, you know, 2, Brotherhood, Black Flag. And then you've got, you know, Far Cry 3, you know, and then Blood Dragon, you know, seminal games that I've grown up with, you know.
They're changing the formula though, aren't they, for Assassin's Creed and Far Cry? They're making them continual games moving forward.
Yeah, and
that's not going to be down your alleys either, is it?
And that's what hurts. And that's why I'm actually happy that Splinter Cell is not being made. Because if you, you know, because think about it, and I'm not, this is what I mean. Just think about what Ubisoft would do with Splinter Cell. They would have to make it a loot-driven game, have a store there where you can buy equipment and buy, you know, armor and buy all these things for to have that monetary long service. It's going to be somewhat checkboxy with its ability missions. They might make it some sort of like open world sandbox. Like that's the Ubisoft model. And no, the thing with Ubisoft is there are no other games that are unique. Man, okay, Riders Republic, I get. But like from their sort of shooter franchises that involve guns, there are no differences in the way those games are designed, the fundamental sort of gameplay style. There are no differences. And that's why I think as Splinter Cell, they would have to fold that into their model, their shooter model that they do for their games. And that it is what it is. And that's why I'm like, okay, well, I guess that means that I don't want a Ubisoft, you know, I don't want a Ubisoft Splinter Cell anymore.
Your overall
and I'm okay with that.
Your overall thoughts, summary, would you recommend this to a player that hasn't played Far Cry?
Yeah, I would.
Before, you would?
Yeah, I would.
See, I said the same thing. I said if you've played all the other Far Cries, depending on how burnt out you are.
Yeah, if you played all the other Far Cries, it must mean you love it. So it's
that's the thing. That's the thing. So who are you recommending this to and who are you not recommending this to?
People who know or maybe who have played a lot of Ubisoft and are feeling that burn and they're looking for some sort of new Ubisoft experience, which is probably a bigger niche than I'm making it out to be.
It's like 10 people.
Yeah. Like I think it's bigger than that where people like, you know, Ubisoft.
There's about a million of those.
Yeah, probably. Jordan's one of them. So I would just say probably, you know, it's nothing you're missing out on. But aside from that.
Okay. and Jordan will, he'll be fine in the corner. Jordan, who won this debate in the end?
I feel like I did a lot of talking.
Definitely wasn't me. I'll tell you what.
So Dan, what, tell me, what did you love? I know you've sort of said it, but you know, talk to me about your love for Far Cry.
Oh, I wouldn't say I love the series. That's the funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought 3 and Blood Dragon were great. I put those two together, really.
Mm.
And I know I said I like Blood Dragon the best, but I mean, they're both, yeah, it's the same gameplay, isn't it, really? It's the same engine. It's just a tacked-on version of it.
It's set in the future, wasn't it?
I've enjoyed every Far Cry game that I've played, even New Dawn, which wasn't a good game, and I knew it, but I still enjoyed it for whatever reason.
Was that the, like, 5 add-on? Was that, like, the 5?
Yeah, yeah.
5.5, you could call it.
Exactly, yeah. And it might just come down to I love first-person shooters mixed with this open world with animals everywhere and just exploring, finding cool secrets and Easter. Like, I look at it as I can do whatever the hell I want, really, and I play it my way. And games like that I tend to enjoy more sometimes because it's very versatile in what can happen. And it's not one note.
And it's pretty rhythmic as well. I think that's one part I really enjoy about games of this ilk, where it's a bit checkboxy, is that it's very rhythmic, where it's perfect for, like, you know, when we talked about playing The Last of Us, it took me ages to beat The Last of Us 2. Like, not months, but it probably took me about a month to beat The Last of Us 2 because I've struggled to play it for longer than 2 hours at a time. I would get through like a chunk and be like, I need to take a break because I'm like stressed, I'm scared, I'm upset, I ain't happy, I need to break. But like Far Cry, it's like, it's bingeable. It's like a Netflix thing. It's
See,
like
a Netflix show. Last of Us 2 was the one game where I was having fun, but I wasn't having fun.
Yes, I 100% get, especially when it gets to the end and there's that one of those, it's not the last boss fight, but it's the one just before it. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't actually want to do this.
It's a really, but you're making it's a very unique game in that perspective because I always talk about fun factor, whereas I wouldn't say that game was full of fun factor, bizarrely.
No.
But it was still a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
So, did you give that a 10, by the way?
I give it a 10.
Is this T-Lao?
If I can give it more than
T-Lao 2.
Yeah.
Vike had it at an 8 originally. 8.
I think in retrospect, I brought it up to a 9. But
That'll get to a 10. Give it a few more years.
Yeah, I played it and would give it a 10. And then afterwards, I would want to give it more. Like, I'd want to give it, you know, like 10.5, 11.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Far Cry, I would give this game an 8 out of 10.
Can I say one more thing? 6. Remember, speaking of Last of Us 2, I think one of the criticisms I had, if you guys want to look at that review, which I think is one of our best reviews we've done, Dan Allen. I think one of the issues I had was it got to the point where all I was doing is going into every building and collecting resources, right? And that was just it. And I said, I sort of justified that because I chose a harder difficulty and stuff in Last of Us and it's about scavenging. So I didn't mind that. I just felt it where it got just a bit too monotonous. And in Far Cry 6, I feel like I'm just going into every building collecting gasoline and, you know, metal and loot and scraps and
There's a lot of mechanics in six. There's a lot to do.
What am I collecting this for? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just go to the bench and just hope that I have the right stuff. Like,
the game's centered around your customization in a way.
Yeah.
Everything comes back to that and upgrading your weapons. But the problem is that the enemies aren't diverse enough to change your loadout as often.
See,
that's what we came down to.
Yeah. What I would like would be something like, because this is what Far Cry 3 did. Do this task and you will get this equipment as a reward. Where Far Cry, it's more do this task and you will get resources that are randomly generated and hope to collect enough resources and you'll get whatever you want. But it's like, imagine if there's like, you know, do these missions and you can unlock the silencer. You know what I mean? Or unlock this. And I just feel like that would be more of a reward because I'm like, okay, I'm so keen to get this silencer. I'm so keen to get this weapon. And
but also the story should be a reward. Sorry to cut you off. The story, the progressing the story.
100%. I'm talking about side missions.
Okay.
The story, like, that's done well. Like, I'm the reward or whatever it is. I don't even care about the reward because I just want to see the cutscene and I want to see Anton and Diego, you know?
Jordan, go ahead.
I was just about to say, it reminds me very much of a problem a lot of people had with, and tell me if I'm wrong, but the Black Ops 1 multiplayer, where the Black Ops 1 multiplayer was, you do not need to get to a certain level to unlock something. You just need to get a certain number of points and you can buy that attachment or camo.
COD
weapon.
Points. Yeah.
It was like you had every gun unlocked, every single one. I think maybe the first prestige or something, you had to go through and unlock things, maybe. And then after that, you could just buy whatever you wanted with COD points. And a lot of people struggle with that because it was like, well, where's my progression? Mm. Where's like me starting really slow, starting small and getting better and better and better? Like in the other CODs, it's like working towards like, I've only got a UAV care package and attack heli. All right, well, you know, when I get to level 12, I'm going to get a sentry gun, and that's going to be great for when I play domination. And then, you know, I've been getting a long kill streak. I can't wait till I get to level 36 to unlock the chopper gunner. So maybe Far Cry is struggling a little bit with that progression part. And if they made a lot of their side content a bit more meaningful, it'd be better in the long run.
Yeah, I loved Modern Warfare 2, right? Like where maybe because I was a kid and I had all the time in the world in the school Pro holidays. Perks.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
I would just spend multiplayer matches on Wasteland just running, just to unlock Marathon Pro. I'm just sprinting.
I'd do the same, except for I think it was Sitrep Pro. We had to destroy equipment, 120 equipment. So like I just like crouch walk around in S&D games, like trying to find claim.
What was that for, Jordan? What were you unlocking for that?
For Sitrep Pro gave you extra, I think it was
Hacker?
Maybe that was Modern Warfare 3. Maybe that was Modern Warfare 3.
No, and I think that was Sitrep in Dub 2.
I can't remember which one it was, but it gave you you could hear footsteps loud.
That doesn't sound broken, so it wouldn't be Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
But what I would say is, I love that whole like get 20 kills and you unlock the site. Then you have to like build up. And that was fun. I guess nowadays it seems a bit tedious to do that. So it's like here's a freedom to do what you want. So it's a bit of balance between both, I guess.
To wrap up, you're going to finish Far Cry 6.
Yeah. I'll finish that. Okay. But I did get a gift from one of my best mates. Shout out to Mac, who got me Hades on the PS5.
That's the best thing you'll receive all year.
So
that's not your game of the year this year, Jordan?
Well, I didn't know whether to call it my game of the year because technically it didn't come out this year. It came out last year.
Okay, if it did,
it would be Returnal.
It would beat Returnal.
Yep.
Did that game come out? Is that why it's not? Because it didn't come out this year, right?
Yeah, it came out last year. PlayStation 5 this year, but came out last
year. So I'm keen. There's not much else coming out the rest of this year because I'm keen to play Hades and Death Stranding.
You got Guardians next week and then Battlefield and Call of Duty.
Not playing that. Battlefield maybe.
And Halo? Yeah, Halo. So a lot of shooters. Really.
Don't have an Xbox, unfortunately.
Nothing.
But wouldn't you want to play it on your phone, Vic?
True.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning into this review, this little Clash of the Titans. Mm,
we have turned it into a review.
And we'll see you
later.
Later, everybody. Take care.
Doing well.